Hi, it's Pawari again. I'm just continuing on from my last boo, speaking to Andy about gender and the phrase, oh, you're such a girl. Of course, now I've switched boos, I've completely lost my train of thought, so bear with me a second. Ah, yes, boys being more rough and tumble. I have two sons. One is aged 9 and the other is aged 6, so both primary age, so I have quite a lot of small children in my immediate circles. Now, I'm aware that replacing one sweeping statement of generalisation with another sweeping statement of generalisation isn't particularly good argument, but certainly in my experience, that very, very young children that you're talking about, I see the exact opposite. Often the girls are bigger, stronger, and more independent than their male peers at that age. Certainly, my eldest son is one of the smallest in his class. Most of the really tall children in his class are girls. It's not really until the later years of primary school that starts evening out until, obviously, boys, as they hit puberty, it overshoot and get bigger, stronger. So I think that position from the start is a bit of a wobbly one. What I found really interesting to watch is how the girls start out at the lower age of the school as fairly sort of rough and tumble. And also they tend to have mixed peer groups. Certainly in the first 2 years of school, both of my sons had mainly mixed groups of friends. They weren't sort of preferring male playmates over female playmates. But then as they grow older, the gender stereotypes seem to kick in for them a lot more. And you see a lot of girls suddenly getting much more fussy about getting dirty, about not wanting to be as rough and tumble. If they have sort of like a messy play. I'm thinking in particular if they do something called forest school, where they go out into outside and can get muddy. More of the girls dislike that than the boys. Again, a massive sweeping generalisation. But I see this more as how our expectations of how children should behave, they're picking up on it at a really young age, and they're picking up at younger and younger. And while I'm certainly not feminist, thinks we should be absolutely, indistinguishable sexes. I do like the differences. I don't think everyone being the same is a good thing. However, when those gender stereotypes then force you into a role where you can't break out of, then that's wrong. And I do think as a culture, we have to seriously look at how we stereotype both boys and girls and put them in roles that they might not necessarily want to be in. And that does really seriously concern me. Going back to the phrase, you are such a girl, I think the reason this particular phrase really sets my teeth on edge is that I have been in various majority male environments where this phrase has been used as almost a substitute for the sweary version of you are useless. Almost all of the time done in a jokey way, but put them all together and there becomes a message that the few women in that group are unwelcome or somehow seen as less able than the men in that environment. And I don't think it's completely not meant to be hurtful, but I think men do have to be aware that that is the message we get over a long period of time, that we are not welcome in those environments, and then they wonder why there aren't more women in those sort of environments, and it does become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Anyway, I'm running out of time again, so I'll stop ranting there and leave this boo. So thanks for listening. I hope to hear from you all again soon. Bye.